fait, dans une certaine façon, c'est la plus difficile des questions. Qu'est-ce que tu ferais si tu avais vraiment carte blanche? Et en fait, j'ai bien l'impression que ces questions deviennent de plus en plus difficiles avec les années. Et c'est vraiment, bon, qu'est-ce que tu ferais avec cette liberté?
What is my role? I mean, what is my purpose, my artistic preoccupation? If I'm an artist, if I'm playing a music instrument, if I'm speaking, if I'm moving across the stage, I'm doing it for their entertainment, actually. That's very important for me. I see myself as having a responsibility to provide the people who come to see or watch or listen with something that is uplifting or makes you think is supposed to be something different. And I think that's very important, especially with how I feel about what else is going around in life right now. I find at my age that it is very disturbing times that we live in right now. I find it shocking compared to other times. And what can I do? I feel very helpless. The only thing I can do is to maintain a level of not intellectual, but a feeling of intellectual soul connection through art so that people don't forget what is important. And I feel that we're getting swamped by things that are horrendously unimportant. Mm-hmm. And the art forms are getting killed so easily because of the concept of value. So that's what's swimming in my head.
come across on stage to an audience. I don't know exactly how an audience sees me. So what I represent to the audience is something which I can't control. And I come, yeah, here we can talk about Cage already. the thing that he said about composing and performing and listening, he asked the question, what do they have to do with each other? And there we have again immediately this thing, how does an audience see me? I don't know, I have no idea. They're looking for something themselves. If they find what they're looking for, then they get to be a happy person. But actually all of this is, I think it's only a kind of, it's a crutch. It's a crutch to help us, to help me to find what I'm, what I would like to be, how I want to react with this world and the other people in it.
C'est un rapport là avec le public, un rapport avec les autres que je trouve pas vraiment safe, mais c'est peut-être quelque chose qui me manque dans les autres. C'est peut-être quelque chose qui me manque dans des autres coins de la vie maintenant, dans la vie numérique par exemple, où on n'a pas vraiment ce sens. On n'a pas à ce point-là ce sens de quelque chose, de quelqu'un qui donne et quelqu'un qui reçoit. Mais en fait, c'est pas si simple que ça. Alors, qu'est-ce qu'on donne, en fait?
I'm actually very afraid to go on stage and to be exposed to audience and to be vulnerable, and the risk of being hurt is really big. But on the other hand, it's unique moments every time, because you're in a very sacred place. It's a unique energy where you are together with lots of people and the concentration is very high, and then you start doing something acoustically, and acoustic is a very beautiful phenomenon. I think it's a beautiful art form to have expressed things with vibrating air. So for myself personally, it's a unique moment of concentrating on one point, which I really like to do. But as an art form, I'm always very impressed with vibrating air. Because it's not only the performer playing, it's also the audience listening, and the quality of both makes that it's a very good experience. But I see the stage as a sacred place.
Je fais pas de la politique, mais tout acte est politique. Pour moi, je trouve, hein, tes choix de beaucoup de choses, de presque tout, c'est du politique, je sais pas. Mais je monte pas sur un plateau pour prouver. Non, tu montes sur le plateau, tu dis une chose qui est tellement sincère et profonde, c'est les autres qui vont canaliser bien là, non, ça c'est comme ça, non, ça tu comprends. Par contre, dans l'acte sonore, et c'est là où ça peut être fort, c'est garder ta singularité.
On the stage itself, if I'm not prepared to the level I would like, if I feel free to fail, if I feel like it's okay to try and not succeed, then it's a safe place.
Sur scène, ça j'ai pas de soucis évidemment là-dessus. Par contre, la contrepartie c'est que l'artiste il est responsable de ce qu'il fait sur scène. Il m'est arrivé une fois ou deux de voir des choses, rarement, mais de voir des choses qui me scandalisaient parce que je pensais que c'était éthiquement pas possible, soit dans la forme de la représentation, soit dans ce qui était dit. Et ça, je considère que c'est pas droit à l'erreur, c'est une entorse à la responsabilité de l'artiste. C'est-à-dire, faut pas confondre le fait de se planter sur un spectacle et le fait de faire quelque chose qui transgresse une responsabilité qui est la même pour l'artiste que pour les autres.
I think the only way to fight this horrendous change in human exchange that I feel is going on right now, the lack of dialogue, the only way to fight it is to provide something completely different. That's all that I can do, I think. I donate, I try to do stuff, I'm as involved as I possibly can from my small world into the greater world. But the one thing I can do is to provide the people who come to the concerts with a place where they are reminded of what is actually valuable and what is important. That is better, I feel, than exposing and screaming my frustration, unless someone would like to experience that in a context that the audience can then choose to come and see.
I think a simple gesture is the only thing you can do, and it's up to the audience what they read and what they see. We cannot tell a story for an audience with the purpose of them receiving exactly what we think and want them to think. It's not possible. You can tell a story and then other people can listen and they receive what they can receive or what they want to receive. There we have absolutely no control. If I am playing, which is maybe an interpretation of a composition or an improvisation, or maybe I say something or I tell a story, then it's only for the purpose of the doing that. And it's a handwork. Sometimes it becomes art, but mainly it's handwork. And I only do it because I feel very strongly that I need to do it. But I do not have a purpose, like I want to conquer the Republican Party in America because I'm fed up with the criminal spirit there. That makes absolutely no sense. And I'm very, very helped and inspired in these questions, less by Western philosophers, but more by one guy that I've been very lucky to listen to for 10 years. He was a Native American, and the way he told, he's a storyteller, basically. And the way he tells stories is, for me, the biggest example of how you can do these things. These were the First Nations of America. They had an oral tradition, and their way of teaching was just simply by telling a story. And then the listener can decide what he takes or not. They are not teaching or educating by telling other people what to do or what to think or what to learn or what they have to do. Never. They just tell a story, and the listener receives and takes what he wants to take. And the magic thing about stories is that they have a life of their own, so they become a creature. When you listen to a story and you inhale it, maybe you don't understand anything, but the creature is alive inside. So when you start walking your life, at some point the creature starts talking to you, and you think, oh wow, yes, of course. And then you get the information, maybe with a delay of 12 years.
think that this question of making decisions is actually a very important one, because I discovered at some point that I think I make very few decisions for myself, because I think that all of this turning around and asking questions and looking at things from very many different angles actually achieves a situation where the decision is made through that process, and at the end of the day, it's not me that makes the decision. The decision is made somehow, somewhere along the line. And my task is actually to uncover what I'm looking for, and it's not about making decisions, it's about finding something.
I think the word politics is very diverse, so you can have politics in a debate, or you can have politics in a dialogue, or you develop politics because you have a strategy in life, you want to achieve something, or you can just talk about politics as a way to govern a country or a nation, or to govern an idea or an institution. So there's many ways of politics, and I think they have no place at the moment when art starts to happen. But I think you can walk on stage and you have political thoughts in mind, but as soon as you start playing with acoustical art, those are just thoughts. It's an activity of the brain, of the thinking, of the verbal institution in the brain. But as soon as you start making music, or even when you tell a story, you get more into a sound world, which has an abstract world of itself, and politics has no dealings there, not at all.
Le politique, c'est un état. C'est un état, une conscience de, je dirais, l'homme qui marche. C'est-à-dire, c'est vibratoire. C'est pour moi, hein, je te dis ce que ma vie aura été, parce que je commence à avoir un certain âge, c'est cette conscience-là de ce qui se passe autour de nous. On est des éponges. L'artiste est une éponge, et pour moi, l'artiste est subversif.
I can't play the horn and be as angry as I am at the political situation now. It's not physically possible. If I were to let out the disgust and horror and dismay and fury at what I feel is happening, specifically with my country, it would just be screaming. And maybe that somebody wants to see that. Maybe in a context, I will be asked to have that come out. I could do that in a certain context, but it would be excruciating and violent. I think we are overwhelmed with people shouting. You know, there's no dialogue anymore. It's just accusation and name-calling. There's just no discussion between differing points of view at the moment. Thank you.
n'y a pas de public élitiste, il n'y a pas de musique élitiste, c'est complètement faux. Le public, il attend et il entend ce qu'il veut, il résolve, il sélectionne, il ressent évidemment, parce qu'on touche un phénomène tout à fait simple, c'est l'émotion et la sensibilité. Alors après, tu n'es pas dans la tête de tous tes 50 ou 300 cerveaux, chacun arrive avec une culture autre et tout, mais je ne crois pas qu'il y ait des musiques élitistes, je ne pense pas. Il y a l'attention d'un public, il y a des choix, mais ça c'est vivre. Vivre, c'est choisir. Sinon, c'est quelqu'un qui n'a pas pigé ça, on n'arrête pas de choisir. Tu choisis même tes chaussettes ou tes godasses ou ton pull. Tu n'arrêtes pas, tes lunettes. Même. Tu choisis constamment ta bouffe. C'est ça, vivre. C'est pareil pour la musique aussi. On choisit à un moment. Et c'est après. C'est la musique qui nous détermine, c'est pas nous. Je me demande si vivre, c'est simplement, si ce n'est pas simplement une vibration. J'aime bien parce qu'on dit vibes en anglais. Et c'est s'attendre à tout, c'est être prêt à tout.
I think at the moment, this is also a big and pretentious thought, but I think at the moment the world can only heal by art. And if people are willing to place their minds and perceptions on art every now and then, they will get different views on things, because it's I think it's only art that can turn a human brain slowly, shortly, briefly, just a small away from everything. So I think that there's something magical about art, and I think, I don't know the English word, I know it's a verb, and in German we say sich wundern, and wonder, to wonder. And then you're open, your mind is open for anything. And art can do that very, very strong. That's the power of art that we have to almost instrumentalize nowadays.
Little sound bites, little tweets. little whatever, to actually have an opportunity to be involved in art and to think and to feel and to experience in a slow context where they are immersed in something beyond themselves and beyond the world, where they are being fed and experiencing something that is beyond the daily experience.
Dans cette époque numérique, pour moi, ce genre de rapport entre les gens qui ne se réduit pas aux les petits zéros et les petits 1, qui ne se réduit pas à quelque chose qu'on peut avoir par ordinateur, qu'on peut avoir par smartphone, qui est vraiment exclusif au moment, qui est vraiment propre au moment où on a cette interaction. Même si de temps en temps ce n'est pas tout à fait clair qu'est-ce qui se passe.
I feel very comfortable there. I luckily have friends and family who have nothing to do with performance and am therefore reminded at what an odd thing it is that I do. Because it's so familiar, but the familiarity does not lead to contempt, to paraphrase, in that I am very aware when it's time to offer the audience the art that I'm presenting, that it is a special moment. I will not say sacred, or I will not say religious, but it is a special moment in being a human to present sounds and thoughts and concepts in a direct way to an audience who's there to receive them. That is a special thing.
Ce que je fais sur scène, je ne vois pas ça dans le concept de communication. C'est un peu simple, c'est un peu trop simple de réduire l'art, au moins l'art sur scène, à une sorte de communication, au moins si on dit, bon, il y a quelque chose à communiquer, alors on mesure l'art à la taille des autres sortes de communication qu'on a. Et comme ça, bon, il faut que l'art fonctionne comme, par exemple, il faut que la musique fonctionne comme les mots parlés, par exemple. Comme les propos concrets, comme les propos en mots, juste comme ça. Et pour moi, non, la musique ne fonctionne pas. Peut fonctionner comme ça, peut avoir les effets similaires, les effets qui ne sont pas trop loin. Mais si on finit par croire que la musique ne fonctionne que quand ça marche dans ce sens-là, quand ça fonctionne comme les propos concrets, verbaux, ça va trop loin pour moi.
Parce que, basically, what I want to do about the politics is literally, physically, hit these people, and that is ridiculous. But that is the level of my frustration. I don't. So, if I'm give carte blanche, then I want to do something that again highlights the quality of humanity that I think is necessary to get us through this. Because I think we are destroying a level of exchange with each other and bringing it down to this most base, ignorant, dangerous level. So, that's not. I would want to provide an alternative to the frustration and the hate and the horror of all that's going on in the world outside of politics, with what's happening with wars and humanity. So.